Blog Talk Radio.
Righteous suicide.
when angels deserve to die. And self-righteous suicide, I cry when angels deserve to die.
Peace.
don't you cry. From the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the Western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folk can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway night, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nuts in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Cause you can't stop about and you can't make a run for putting them old boys raised on shotguns. We say praise and we say ma'am, if you ain't in the back, don't give a damn. We're from North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
All right, there you have it. Some Hank, man. Buck. Why not? How's everybody doing tonight? Welcome to Crazy Nation Radio. I'm going to check my shit to make sure I'm fucking sounding proper. All right. Looks like I'm doing good. Last night, I'm sorry about that. I could not reconnect to save my life for anybody on the phone system of BTR. I don't know what went wrong. Don't have a clue. But it just fell out again just a minute ago. But I'm back. So we'll see how that plays out. But anyway, wow, man, what a crazy fucking night I've had. I stumbled on, I went to Joe's show earlier, then I went to another show by Nat, and oh my. Woo, there's a lot of fucking hate in this world. Oh, fuck, Joe, speaking of the devil, he just walked in the door. Hey, Joe, what's going on? Yeah, I've never seen so much bullshit in my life. This was, I don't even want to get in a conversation about this, but I'm sure if Joe comes on, he'll might bring it up, but it was something fucking. Hate Whitey. Just remember that. The white devils. We are a bunch of white devils, you white people. We are still fucking hated for something that happened 158 fucking years ago. And they want appropriation for this. They want money. for their ancestors. They'd be like they're owed money. You know, I had nothing to do with it. I wasn't there. I'm not responsible for them years ago or whatever. Pre-existing 158 years. I mean, slavery has been abolished since 158 years. So I don't see, you know, I don't get it, man. You know, but anyway, it just goes on and on. Never fucking ends. They systematically keep fucking doing this bullshit. So, you know, I don't know what to say, man. It's fucking insane. It's just crazy, crazy shit. But anyway, I'm not really into that bullshit because that's what it is, bullshit. I'm not a racist. I don't get into that, you know, bullshit. You know, blame the white guy, blame him for this, blame him for that. Then you got the white people, blame a black guy. Well, yeah, I remember the majority of the country is white. You know, we control 73% of the country, you know, white people. But it seems like it just keeps boiling up same old bullshit. Same old fucking song and fucking dance bullshit. And I'm particularly tired of it. It makes no fucking sense. But when they start, they're blaming the white guy and everything else, the guy that's living today. You know, you were born in this. I didn't ask for this shit, nor was I involved with it. But, you know, there you go. I'm still at fault. But anyway, I was going to play a clip, but I'm not. I'm going to pop up the lines and get his phone lines open for everybody. So, I don't understand the bullshit, how far it fucking goes. But it shows the programming that's been put in these motherfuckers' heads. Both colors, white and black. You know, white guy, black guy. Let's keep that going. Keep it going. Never stop it.
You saw an example of Brother Warren right there. That's how the Brother Warrens are created.
Right, right.
What you heard, you know, and that's how they're created.
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly what it is by the teachings that people keep, you know, passing it down the line. You know, but see, the thing with me, for no reason.
They attacked Ron Reck for no reason. No reason at all. Just attack them.
Yeah, and I thought it was funny. I just laughed at them.
Listen, what they do is they pass it down from generation to generation. Okay, yeah. Blame the white man. That's what they do. Mm-hmm. It's the truth. I'm telling you, the truth.
The white man does the same thing, though, gunslinger. It's tit for tat on this game. You know, we just, you know, same thing. White man blames the black guy. You know, in reality,
well,
you know, the white guy did bring the black guy here. I mean, that happened.
Not necessarily now, because remember back in the day over in Africa, they were selling their own selves out to the mm-hmm. white European slave trade.
They educated some of them to do just that for them. That's what was up with that. But no,
they went off when I brought that subject up. They went berserk when I brought that subject up.
Well, that one dude told me about appropriation, that we owe them money. We do. And he said, oh, no, you know, Ron Reck won't pay them. Fuck no. Why would I pay you money for something I had nothing to fucking do with? You know how many generations of money
went on?
You
know where he's getting that from? You know where he's getting that from, Ron Reck? That's actually going to happen. In California, they're actually passing that. They're doing a study to get that going right now.
Yeah. But where are they going to get the money from? Where the fuck are they going to get the money from? They're going to demand white people up the money?
Tax money.
Well, California's rich by problem people. But look how many people are leaving California.
Well,
everybody's getting the fuck out of California.
Yeah, what they're going to do is they're going to ask the federal government for the money.
Oh, yeah, they'll give it to them. Fuck yeah.
I don't know what the federal government will. I really couldn't tell you, man.
I bet they will. Look, if they will give you money to have drag queen shows and all this transgender bullshit, why not?
Then you can't blame the white people if they're going to get it. Okay, more power to you. You know, that's...
Oh, man, they'll take it.
There's something fuckers misconceived the fact of the Constitution. In the Constitution, it states if you're ever incarcerated, you can be used as a slave. It's in the goddamn Constitution. Doesn't matter what color you are, motherfucker. You know what I mean? That's the fucking thing, man.
Yep.
But these motherfuckers are dead set on it. It's the white guy. That bad guy.
Oh, they hate us.
What they don't get is slavery was already here when heat when George Washington and the rest of them showed up on Plymouth Rock, right?
Yeah.
You know,
I don't know that much back in history on that part.
Native Americans, when they would attack each other, the Indians, when they would attack each other, and one tribe would take the other tribe, well, what would happen to the losers of the battle? They would be sold into slavery.
Look at the Confederate War. I'm Confederate. Ron, you are too. Mike, you are too. Mm-hmm. You know, we're all from the South here. Okay.
Right.
They blame Whitey for that. When both sides had slaves, I hate to say it, I hate to break the bubble on that. Both sides had slaves, and even in fact, when the war was over, the slaves that were on the plantations, there's plantations here, okay, right around my area. The slaves wanted to stay.
Yeah.
Because the white man gave them a job, a house to live in, school for their kids. They had it good, baby. It's a lot better than they got it today.
Somewhat, but then you had the corrupted motherfuckers that treat them like shit and rape the women and children and some sick motherfuckers because there's no law against it. There was no law against that shit back then, you know.
Right.
It was pretty fucked up.
I
get that. I understand that happened in history. But my point being, the fact is, why should I, 158 fucking years later, be responsible for this? I wasn't even alive 158 fucking years ago. My dad wasn't even alive 158 fucking years ago. You know what I'm saying? You're talking two generations later. Three generations later, actually. Just the fact to say, I owe them money. Motherfuckers, you owe me money for rent to be on my goddamn land. You're here on my property. Up the rent, bitch. You know, that's why I look at it. You want to talk stupid shit? Let's talk stupid shit.
Everybody, this is how dangerous this is. That type of rhetoric is where you're getting these 17, 15-year-old looters from, and these people are going on knocking out elderly white people.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
That's where it's going.
That's right. You got it, baby.
Yeah.
You
owe me this. You owe me this, motherfucker.
It says because they've started a generation of criminals that act just the way you said they do. Let's blame the Whitey. Let's go knock out Whitey. Let's go kill Whitey.
Yep.
And
the system protects them.
Yeah.
Well, but the thing is, the thing that gets me is people. They don't understand. I don't want to say they, but people don't understand the consequences for the acts that you do in your life. You know what I'm saying? But there again, when you do something stupid, like commit a murder, rape, or robbery, or whatever they do, they automatically go right and blame the white guy. Blame Whitey. Fuck him. He's at fault.
Blame the
cracker
barrel guy.
Not something I did. What? You know, I should be justifiable because I shot that motherfucker, raped that broad, and fucking, you know, did what I did. I should be justified.
They actually made an excuse. They made an excuse for black men raping white women. They said it was they were mad because of slavery.
Yeah, well, women forced them to do it. Fuck me or get a holler.
Yeah.
There you go. Perfect. That was perfect. Sure. That was absolutely perfect. But then you had Sarge came in and said, well, hey, wait a minute. You know, that ain't true, motherfuckers. You know, that they didn't like that shit. They really got Sarge all the time.
Oh, no.
No shit. I've never been of it.
Yeah.
I mean, Sarge is a black guy too, but he don't fuck around, man. He's smart as a bitch.
Sarge is a black guy too. He's very intelligent.
He gets it. Right. These idiots. I don't know who the fuck they are. I never heard of the show before either. I don't know. Do you know anything, Joe? How long they've been around or anything? What do they call it? Fucking.
He's been around for a while. Yeah. He's been calling into my show for years. So I've known him for years. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Wow. Are you talking about show or the other guy? Or Sarge.
Chewbacca. Sarge and him.
Right.
So both of them, yeah.
He's a wired motherfucker, ain't he?
Yeah, Sarge knows his thing. Sarge is the type of guy that I would fight. I'd be in the foxhole with him fighting side by side. I've said that on white national shows. I've said that on black shows.
Right.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But I mean, say that the whole show narrative, the whole narrative of the whole show was complete fucking hate. You know, there was nothing fucking, you know. No right or wrong. It's strictly fucking hate, and you fucking owe me. Well,
you
know,
presented
that's
any
going
type
on,
of
that's
narrative
going on
that was true.
Well, that's been going on since the beginning of that, of slavery, into slavery. So
yeah.
They've always said, hey, we owed them, you know. And now, you know, this part. No, I ain't paying you shit, motherfucker. I'd file bankruptcy first and be homeless and poor first.
Well, look, the reason, look, they've already had their payment. Look at what they get. They get free housing. They get free money. They get free food. They get free fucking this, free fucking that. The whole fucking thing is free passport.
Well, I don't think they get anything free. I think the immigrants are, the illegal immigrants, but blacks are not getting anything free. They don't get free houses or anything like that, you know. But, you know, I mean, the programs are out there available, but that's for everybody.
Yeah, public
you know?
Housing and shit like that, and they have taken advantage of it. Like I said, I grew up around St. Louis. I've seen it. I've seen them put these projects together. The one that failed real bad in St. Louis. But the problem is the fucking problem is there's no opportunities there. There's no work. There's no education system worth the fuck to even listen to it anymore. But the point of it is it's because of a downgrade. I watched them destroy in St. Louis. I seen the whole fucking city get destroyed. Okay? Because they're blaming everybody else.
Wow.
You know, but so the point is what I'm saying, I could be wrong. I'm not you're testifying the fact of this, but the simple fact is, it just seems to appear to me by the mental mindset that they put in these kids' minds, making them to believe that they're owed something, gives them the right to break the fucking law. Right?
Yeah,
that's
exactly
what they do.
Yep.
Okay? And
they
that's even white kids. I'm just not being stereotypical about this. I'm simply stating children, period. You fuckers owe me. You brought me into this world, motherfucker. You owe me. You know, but in reality, though, nobody owes nothing. Either way, white, black, purple,
like
green,
I said,
nobody owes nothing, nobody.
That's right. But you see, like I said, this is dangerous. We're out there. We are aware of this stuff. Sarge's aware of this stuff. But we'll take it to the 8-year-old kid or the 10-year-old kid that's out there riding his bike. He gets attacked by these people. You know, they're not aware of this stuff. They live in la-la land, you know.
Right, right.
And it creates division, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right. But that's, you know, there's no normal concept in this world, especially in this country anymore. Now it's so fucked up, so bad, it ain't funny no more.
But they suck off the government. They suck off the government tit welfare. Okay, look at what they did to the Indians, for God's sake. They put them on reservations. That's the most drunk, fucked up, goddamn people on the planet of the earth now. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, crime is skyrocketing. Some drunkenness, drugs. I mean, the only thing that's got going for them is the casinos. That's it.
Yeah.
It is.
And that's disgusting. You're right. You know, build a factory there. Build something of opportunity, you know?
Right. Yeah. That's the problem. People fail to realize something. You got to look besides the white and black part of this. You need to take a look at the fucking whole industry. We have sold out to fucking China. You want to be mad at some motherfucker?
Yeah.
Be mad at the fucking people running this show and the fucking fact they sold us out to China. Do you want to be mad at somebody? Because we're all getting fucked. It ain't just you, all of us. You know, because you have no money in your pocket, you're going to blame some fucking race? No, I'm sorry. That don't work that way. You know, and like I said before, what you do in your life, you're responsible for what you do. You know, you cause controversies and bullshit and go break a fucking law. Well, that's your own fault. You can only blame it yourself. Don't come blaming me. You know?
Yeah, but you see, you're older and wiser. You know, a younger person that envies and is jealous and can't figure this stuff out yet. Like you said, there's no educational tool. So you get this, you know, I mean, when I was young, I was crazy like that, you know? So, you know, like you said, the system is designed this way. It's a broken system, and it's got to be changed.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
And look what they're doing with the illegal immigrants now, you know?
Right.
Man.
Right. Well, they're importing slaves. That's what they're doing.
Yep.
That's exactly what the plan is. You know, it ain't gonna be like slavery was before, picking cotton and all that bullshit. It's gonna be voting slavery.
As long as there's people out there that are the Reverend Al Sharpton and all these race baiters, okay, and all these things that are promoting this hate, it's never going to end. It's just like a never revolving door. Or
right.
Like a merry-go-round.
Right.
Going
round, it's
round,
a wheel.
Round, round.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
It's a wheel. And as long as they spew this shit, okay, it's never going to end. How is it going to end? It's not.
Mm-mm.
Sorry, it's not. It, we wish it would, but it's not.
Mm-mm.
Hate
yeah.
is in this world, and it's here to stay. I hate to say it, but it's here to stay.
When you have a guy that gets into the office like Obama, who goes off and says things like, the police acted stupidly, and he's talking about a black police officer and stuff like that. And either Obama and Michael are both racist. You know. So,
well, what did they do for the black people? What did they do for the black people?
Nothing.
No, but they took care of the gay people.
Look, when you hold up people like that George Floyd character and Martin Luther King, okay, they're womanizers, they're dope heads, and these are supposed to be role models for these people? Really? They choose these type of people.
I heard
to
Martin
be
Luther King was a drunk. I heard he was a drinker.
Yeah, he was. Why do you think his papers is sealed for the next 50 fucking years by his wife? What does he have to hide?
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
When you seal something, you have something to hide. Okay, Clinton's files are hide, JFK, the whole fucking nine yards. They're all hiding something when you have your record sealed.
Right.
That's right. Right. That's the thing. The Democrats are the party of racists. They are the party of insurrectionists. Because what all the Civil War was an insurrection against the federal government. That's all it was.
Look who started the KKK.
That's right.
Now I'm a member of the KKK, the Kitty Cat Club. Okay. Kitty Cat Club.
Oh God.
Yeah. Here we go again. Blonde Kitty Cat Club. There you go.
Yeah, Gunn. Come on, Gunn. I knew you were gonna get there, Gunn, at some point.
Hell yeah.
You can't stay away from them
blonde. It's just like with me. I'm Southern. I'm proud of it. I will defend my race. I've got a Southern Confederate flag flying right over my damn desk right here. And I will be damned if I will kiss the boot of anybody. You know what I mean?
You're racist.
Not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Because like
You're
Ron
racist.
Said, I wasn't around back then. Okay? My daddy wasn't around back then. His daddy wasn't even around back then. Okay? And you think I'm going to goddamn bend over? And there's these white fucking race traders out here, and you've seen them on YouTube, that will bend down and kiss the black's feet. Oh, I'm so sorry, crying. Motherfuckers ought to be shot. Seriously. Shit. Sickening. Absolutely sickening. You know?
Well, yeah, well, it's just, you know, Gunslinger, I look at this man. It's just made to make an argument over nothing. You know, that's the whole thing.
Okay.
I said, I have nothing.
Yeah.
Laura, yes, you do, sweetheart. Yeah, I'll write that check out to Ron Reck, care of Crazy Nation Radio, and just leave it blank. I'll fill in the rest.
He takes credit cards, too. Credit cards.
Yeah, I take credit cards,
too.
Yes, I do. Yep, absolutely. Yeah. EBT cards, I'll take those, too. I don't care. It's until the end of November, until the government shuts down again. So I'm worried about that. I'm really concerned about this next government shutdown.
Well, they averted that.
Yeah, fuck. Of course they would. Of course. You know it's bullshit.
Of course they did.
Now they're trying to get rid of what's-his-face, the Speaker of the House, trying to get rid of him now.
They did get rid of him. I think they did fire him.
You ever get to the point in politics where you just don't want to watch it no more? You know what I mean? You get so tired of the bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, oh,
Chickman.
God. It is. It's bullshit. It's a waste of time, waste of money. You know, this motherfucker needs to ran like a fucking business how Trump was doing it. He had everything in line. We didn't hear nothing about the gay people, the black people, none of that shit. Nothing. Neither, nothing, nobody was bitching, not even the gays from fucking Evan Knips and shit fit that bad. Now, they got Joe in there. Oh, my God, yes, I'm gay, and, you know, I have the right to be gay. Now I got the right to be a fucking cat, dog, a bear, a fucking snake, whatever I want to be. You know what I mean?
Me, you know.
So, you know, I'm going to identify myself as a motherfucker. That's that. So, what are you going to do for me? What appropriations are you going to make for me, motherfucker? Is there a certain box I get in the hallway at the school? Because I'm a motherfucker? Can you see that at school? You go to school and little kids say, like in, say, second grade. You know, it says, you know, what, the teacher says, well, you know, Johnny, what do you identify yourself as? Well, teacher, I identify myself as a motherfucker. Are you a mother? Would you like to be fucked? You know what I'm saying? Oh, my God, Johnny, don't say that. That's my right. My right to say that, bitch. What are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? I talk to you any way I fucking want to.
You're going to be so offended. You can't offend people.
Exactly.
Wrong.
That's discrimination against me.
Damn.
You know,
that's discrimination now.
I'm gonna tell you what. I'm gonna get a group together. I'm gonna put me a group together called Motherfuckers. I'm telling you, man, we'll become a big organization, like fucking, you know, the NAACP or some shit. You know what I mean? You know the
absolutely.
What is it? The Union of Associated Motherfuckers.
Union Associated Motherfuckers. There you go.
Yeah, exactly. Brotherhood of Motherfuckers.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
You know, put on some funny hats and shit. Do some funny fucking rituals and shit.
You know. Look here, they have misdruted this whole fucking thing for I don't know, 100 years, I guess, now.
Slavery was abolished 158 years ago, Gunslinger. That's when Lincoln freed the slaves, 158 years ago.
Right, but look at the Confederate flag. The first thing that when these people see that, they think racism. The first fucking thing out of their goddamn pie hole is racism. Did you know that the Confederate flag is a Christian symbol? It's a Christian symbol. Go look it up. Go look it up. Yes, it is. It's the same thing with the German swastika. Okay? It's a Christian flag. Both of them are Christian flags. Don't believe me? Go look it up.
Yeah,
okay?
I believe you. I'm not denying you, bro.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying for anybody else. Okay? Go look it up.
Right.
I did. And I'm going, holy shit, they're right. It dates way back there. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Especially the swastika. Okay? And the swastika was only designed, I guess, for the 4 points of Germany that was taken away from Germany in World War I. 4 points of the swastika, that was the four territories or whatever that was taken away from Germany in World War I. So see how they construed that with Nazism?
Right, but when I see the German symbol of Nazism, the two S's, you know what I'm saying? I think of the word super soaker. You know what I mean? Super soaker. You know?
Super soaker.
And the swastika itself reminds me of a fucking maze you can't ever figure out. So that's my opinion. I don't care. But yeah, you're right, Gunn. I'm just fucking with you. Yeah, exactly.
You're right. Yeah.
But I'm saying the whole point is it's a waste of your fucking time, all this bullshit. It doesn't do nothing. Nothing's ever going to change. So why are you bitching? But the point is, like I said, when this motherfucker tells me, he said that, you know, well, Ron Reck ain't going to pay the money for procreation. No, Ron Reckland is not going to fucking do it. Reck ain't going to happen. You know what I'm saying?
That ain't
going to happen. Right.
It won't happen to me either.
Right. I'm not going to line myself up and say, okay, well, I just won't get right. Don't get right. I'm going to give you. Well, no. Yeah.
I got to squeeze butt from a turnip, and I got to get money from a retard.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
But that's just
this society has degraded so much into that they're, if you fart the wrong way, you offend somebody. Okay?
Right.
This is what it's gotten to. This is what it's gotten to. Seriously.
Years ago, I stated in this podcast, years ago, I said, you know, how many laws do you break when you woke up this morning? You are so under control. And the point is they want to dig deep in your asshole. They digitally want everything, like on this podcast and everything I talk on my phone or I put on my computer, every email I do, they got records of it. They keep copies of everything I do.
You, everyone, too.
Don't think they don't know what the fuck you're saying. You say one key word, they can be all over you on it, man. Just over fucking one word.
You
don't know what word it is. It can be anything, you know?
Anything.
So
AI artificial intelligence.
The question is, why is it you have to be this far deep into people's fucking personal lives? What is the what is the meaning of this? What is the end game? What does it do for you? What are you getting? What's the accomplishment? What is the achievement? What is it? You know,
it's the digital world. They want to snoop and poop on every fucking thing that you do, from birth to when you step your foot in the grave. That's what they're control freaks. What have I always said? They're fucking control freaks.
Absolutely.
They get off on this power. They get off like people would get off sexually on a good
narcissism.
Moment, okay? They get off
narcissism.
They get off on this power. There you go. And who do we know about that? George Zinger, that fucking coward.
Well, that's a waste of oxygen there.
He points the wrong way every time.
Yep.
Right?
Of course.
Yeah,
I've said this for fucking years. I mean, you can sit there and you can look at it. You know, back in the day, none of this shit ever happened. You know, when it really started to fucking really show its nasty ass, it's when Butt Buddy got in there. Get it? Nasty ass, you know. When he let the fucking... all the faggots out of the closet. Here, closet, let's open the door, let all the faggots out. They can use all the bathroom that they want, you know, and blah, blah, blah. And it's okay to be, you know, the butt buddy fucker and all this shit. It's okay to be married to Michael and blah, blah, blah. Okay, there's where it really started, because prior to that, you didn't hear about none of this shit. I never heard about it.
Well, you know, I have nothing against gay people either. I'm sure... if you want to be a freak of nature, go ahead, knock yourself out. I believe in free will. You know, I don't care about
more power to you.
Yeah, they publicized it.
I don't care.
They promoted it. They publicized it and promoted it, you know?
Yep.
Let's
themselves
fuck the kids up some more.
Let's fuck the kids up some more. Yeah, fuck them up some more. Why not? They're already fucked up enough as it is.
So
there
was a pause. When Trump was in office, there was a pause, okay? But as soon as Biden got office, all this shit came back around with a vengeance. You know, with
big man.
Yep. Well, you see, when Trump won, the liberals fucking had a fucking cow over that, man. They lost their fucking minds. Anyway, 503, you're on the air with us. Welcome to the show. You know.
Hello. You know who this is. It's your friendly lucid libertarian, Laureen. Yes.
Well, I'm mentally
retarded,
so I can't remember numbers, so I'm just retarded.
Yeah.
That's my claim.
Well, I'm probably your only 503 that ever called.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. I still ain't got the check yet. I'm still working on that part. So, what do you know, Laurie? How you been?
I'm hanging in there. I'm tootling around doing chores. You know, big party over here doing garbage and recycling so I can get the bins out and shit, you know, for to pick up, you know. Party on, guys.
I've been in the house either. For the past week.
Talk.
I'm getting over a 3-day hangover I had because the day I got rid of the day I started drinking. Oh, my God. Life was sweet. Life was so sweet. You know? But
a 3-day hangover? I got to say, that exceeds any hangover I've ever gotten.
I haven't stopped drinking yet.
No.
Once I started, I never ended, you know.
Ron, you missed a heck of a show on Sunday.
I was there, wasn't I?
Were you there?
I think I was.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I was there.
Wow.
See what you get?
Yeah, I'm sure Ron was there.
Here's
the
King Guard now.
Called in.
See? You got Alzheimer's. You're slipping, Mike.
Yeah, no, I'm flipping. I'm almost as bad as
Sinzerbitch. Oh, God, don't say that.
Remember the old sports shit.
No, nobody can be that fucking bad, dude.
Basically, basically he and Warren are about the same guy. I mean,
well, has anybody heard from Warren? I don't know if he's been on Joe's show lately or. But this other dude did tonight. That
I listened
met.
To that show that he went on. That I think Joe Gibson sent me the link to it or something, and apparently he went on. Oh, Sarge did. Sarge called into this show that Warren was on, and I listened to the show, and Warren just like he was just whining. He was talking, I swear to God, for over an hour straight. Like the host hardly had a chance to say a word. Just whining about, you know, it's white supremacy. He got off of Blog Talk Radio because it's these racists, they're white supremacists. They got my show canceled and wah, 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 you know. Just like the narcissist he is. It's like, of course he never did anything, you know. It's like other than, you know, clearly
right.
violate the terms of service of Blog Talk Radio.
Right.
By slandering and defamation of other hosts.
right.
Today,
yeah. Yeah.
It's
he did well
supremacy,
at that, didn't he?
You know.
Yeah, I mean, he was definitely after Robert. I mean, after him, but no vengeance, man. Because every time I see the show,
yeah,
Wilson,
Robert
he was all
and Vince with a vengeance.
Yeah.
Bianchi.
Yeah.
After
yep.
him.
Well, Bianchi's getting after
Stars.
Tonight, Bianchi got nailed. They nailed him on that show that I was just on earlier. They fucking jumped all over Bianchi. I'm like, what the fuck? I've known Bianchi since I was on Perry Steele's
show. What show?
I was on Perry Steele's show. That's how I start when
what
I started
show?
Out.
What happened? What did I miss?
Well, the show I was just on tonight, Sasquatch or some fucking name of the fucking thing.
Chewbacca.
Chewbacca or whatever the fuck he is, yeah. Chewbacca.
Chewbacca.
Yeah. I was on Joe's
yeah,
show when awesome. I started.
Oh, okay.
And this
yeah,
guy
I only got familiar
Joe's
with that
show.
With that guy. He seems, you know, that Chewbacca, you know, he seems to be, you know, at least attempts to be, like, somewhat rational, you know, and civil toward others. But then again, I haven't listened to him a whole lot, but.
All right. No, I no. Tonight he was. I mean, I was being attacked. You know, so I mean, you know, but because I simply stated the fact that you know slavery's been over for 158 years. You know, and they're claiming they should get appropriate whatever, the money thing and all that shit. You know, so I you know okay. Well, why should I be responsible for something I had nothing to do with? I wasn't there. I'm not taking the blame for somebody else's bullshit. You know, and this, you know, none of you people were ever slaves. So how can you claim this? You just want some free money. That's all the fuck it is. And that's all I stated.
Yep.
So, you know, you want me to give you something
yeah,
that somebody else fucking did.
And then that opens the door. Hey, I'm
oh,
a
yeah.
woman. Shit. You know,
mm-hmm.
women, you know, we would definitely have a claim for reparations. You know, I mean, fucking A. You know, we couldn't vote. We couldn't even open up a fucking bank account or a credit card or anything until the 70s. I mean, we had to, you know, women that were widowed, you know, they had to have a male, like, kind of power of attorney. I forget the term that they had. You know, so they couldn't really own it themselves. There had to be, like, a male caretaker, like an uncle or cousin or somebody.
Right.
You know, I mean, so it's like, if they want to talk reparations, it's like, well, I'll combat that. Even you black male motherfuckers were repressing women, you know?
Well, no, that was not the claim they had tonight
you know
about that.
It's
their
like
claim
really
tonight was,
open that fucking door?
Well, they claim tonight women, white women, would tell a black man either fuck me or I'm going to claim you rape me. So it's a damn you, damn you don't. So they had to fuck them. Yeah, that's what they said. Now, how many times did that happen?
Oh, yeah.
You know,
and I'm
no
sure their
that.
Dicks were forced to get hard, too, in the process.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. You know. God. But it didn't matter. The whole show was simply based on the topic of attacking the white people. Which, you know, hey, oh, that's fine. If that's what you want to do, knock yourself out. I don't care.
But the fact is, you're 158 years too fucking late. You know,
yep.
This is something you battle during it, when it's happening. You know, not 158 fucking years later. You know what I mean? You know, so you know,
in three generations.
I mean,
right.
Right, and it's, I'm not a racist at all. Whatsoever, ain't a racist about my body. I have a lot of black friends. You know what I'm saying? And some of them talk straight up ghetto. I'm in the music fucking business, man. I know a lot of black people. And it's, you know, matter of fact, I got a friend I was in the service with, and they called him Bear. He's the biggest, tallest black person I've ever seen in my life. He straight up doesn't like black people. He don't like them at all.
Yeah.
Ain't that crazy? And he has a black wife.
That's
crazy. And she says, well, he's out of his motherfucking mind. He's crazy. You know what the fuck he's saying, blah, 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 and all that shit. Well, he invited me to a family fucking reunion, which I really wasn't planning on going to. That didn't look good, but he walked in and drug me and this motherfucker with him and said, any one of these black motherfuckers want to fuck with this white boy, I will put a bullet in your head. Wow, man. Okay. I mean, everybody was cool with me. Like, what the fuck is this motherfucker talking about? You out of your goddamn mind, man? Fuck me, man. But that's just the way it is. You know, people are going to react differently. Everybody's not got the same mindset. They're all going to fucking do something stupid. You know, but like I said, the whole point is you can't blame somebody else for what the fuck somebody else did. You can't do that. So, you know, if you do the crime, you do the fucking time. That's all there is to that. But there again, like I'm saying, 158 years ago, I wasn't even fucking thought of yet. You know what I mean? I was in three other sets of nuts before I got to this planet. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, what else can you say? What else can you do? You know? It's not that I'm wanting to fight with anybody or anything, you know? So, but that's just the way it is. You know, that's just the fucking way it is. You know? You know, if you have a hate, knock yourself out. You have the right to voice it, I believe. You know, but there again, you know, the Democratic Party wants to stop the fucking free right to speech. They don't want you to have the right to fucking say anything anymore. So then what's going to happen? You're told you shut the fuck up and you can't talk about nothing. Then what are you going to do? You know what I'm saying?
You know, and we've seen what's happened. We've seen what's happening with, you know, the whole thing with when you go to court and they get it, they say, well, they put a gag order on you like they're trying to do with Trump. You know, you can't talk about the case because you might bias the people, right? Bias the jury, right? Oh, you can't talk about the, oh, no. What they're doing with Trump now is they're saying, oh, because Trump has been getting all over this judge for being, you know, bought off or whatever the hell it is, and it's like for being crooked and all that stuff. And they said, well, the judge is gonna put a gag order on him. Well, Trump ain't gonna shut up. Now, if he puts the gag order on, they're saying, well, that's gonna end up, and Trump keeps talking, you know, yeah. Trump's going to end up in jail because of the gag order, right?
Well, why did the judge put a gag order on him? I didn't catch that newscast. I didn't hear that one.
He's been in a particular in the case up in New York with his fucking judge in New York that was sitting on the bench smirking at him about his land, about Mar-a-Lago and how much it's worth and shit. You know,
well, they dropped 80% of that case because the simple fact is a statute of limitation on that bullshit. It's all civil court anyway. It ain't nothing criminal about it. I mean, they're trying to find him. They're trying to fuck him over. That's a given. You know, that's what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
But that's how the system works. The system is designed to fuck you. I mean, you remember something. When you go to court, you ain't seeing a fucking judge. You're seeing a fucking banker. And the only goal they have is money. That's all. They don't care about you. Or anything about you, then they're going to coerce you into fucking giving up whatever they want you're going to give them. Then you're going to give them consent, and then they're going to stick a dick in your asshole, and you're going to like it. They're going to make you fucking like it. That's how it works, whether you like it or not. And I don't give a fuck what color you are. They simply will fuck anybody in a New York second. Give them a reason. That's all it is. You give them a fucking reason. You just got to do something to fucking piss them off. That's all you got to do, man. And to go to show, you know, like shoplifting or, you know, little silly minor bullshit. They make a big fucking ordeal out of that shit. You know what I mean? Whatever happened to rehabilitation? How did that work out? How is the prison system rehabilitating fuckers? They ain't rehabilitating nobody. They're making them better at it. They're making them better at breaking laws. You know, that's gladiator school, man. You know what I mean? That's what I call it, gladiator school. So, you know, and people don't get it. They simply don't fucking get it. Because they don't want to pay attention. One here's the first fault of motherfuckers in this goddamn society with them. Laziness. Motherfuckers are too lazy to even think. The only thing motherfuckers think about is video games and cell phones. Without them two things, these motherfuckers like had their oxygen cut off them. You know what I mean? It's like they're putting a chokehold. I've seen people fucking go off the deep, and I seen a chick one time at a fucking grocery store parking lot dragging everything out of her car, screaming, bitching, slinging shit, mad as a motherfucker because she couldn't find her cell phone. And I sit back with two or three other people just laughing our asses off. We pissed her off to no fucking end. She came over threatening to kill each and every one. You know? And we had nothing to do with it, you know? Because she's mad because she couldn't find her cell phone. You know? Guess what? It was in her back fucking pocket. That's what made it so funny. You know? We seen it. You know? Yeah. Ain't that crazy? I mean, here she is pulling off of her car. Mad as a motherfucker about this goddamn cell phone because she can't find it and they're just stuck in her right back pocket in her ass. Yeah. But that's what they do. Yeah, I had a buddy of mine. He's a graduate from MIT. He came in from California one time to come visit with me for a couple weeks, and we went to a mall, and he goes, watch this, man. And he grabs inside of his jacket and did something. All of a sudden, everybody around us lost cell signal. Everybody did. And he stuck his hand back in his jacket. It came back on. As soon as these motherfuckers reconnected, he flipped it on. He had a fucking cell scrambler. He built this cell signal scrambler to kill cell signal. It was funny. You wouldn't believe how people act. I watched a chick break her high heel off by stomping on the fucking ground because she couldn't get a connection. And I was like, wow, people fucking, without that fucking device, they're fucking helpless. You know, I mean, their life has came. You know what I'm saying? That's fucking nuts.
Oh, yeah.
So people don't live in reality no more. They simply went away from reality and the concept of reality. They live in an artificial fucking world now. That's what they want. They want you to be in a system to where anything they pump in you, you're going to fucking accept it and go with it. That's it. Anything else, don't mean shit. You know? Yeah, they fuck with you with cell phones. You're right. Yeah. But that's the society we live in today. We live in a fucked up world, man. This ain't right. I mean, it's simply wrong. You know, but here's a problem. Everybody's bitching and claiming, I'm not treated fair. I'm not treated right and all this other shit. Well, guess what? Make the fucking change. Only you can change it. Voting don't work. You know what I'm saying? The best way you could ever control any motherfucker is by money, okay? Stop spending money. You remember when they boycotted Budweiser? Look what happened to them. Look what happened to Bud Light. It's gone. It's fucking history. Because people quit buying it. See how much powerful the fucking control of spending money has? You stop spending money, these bitches get really uptight. They lose that big profit. They lose the money. And that's what's happening today in society. Look at it. Look at all these restaurants going down in the fucking flames. And, you know, they can't maintain. Two problems. One, the economy's going to shit because everything's so goddamn expensive and nobody can afford to buy this shit no more. You know what I mean? Go through McDonald's nowadays and see what it costs you to get a fucking for two people to get a meal, that motherfucker. You're talking about $30. $36. You know? So, for nothing. You go to a grocery store, you fill the bottom of your cart, cost you $100 bill. What'd you get? Nothing.
What? Nothing.
You know? Yeah. I always said if the price of fucking milk goes above the price of gasoline, we are really fucked. That's going to be the cap of the ass kicking. Guess what? It did it. Milk is more expensive than gas.
But they have no problem screwing you around when it comes to paying the master, you know, taxes and all this shit.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Well, see, there's another concept people fail to fucking realize. We're all in this together. We're all getting fucked at the same time. It doesn't matter who you are or what you are. You know,
yeah,
straight,
really?
Gay,
yeah.
White, black, purple, green. It doesn't fucking matter, man. We're all in this together. And then when you subdivide us, when you divide us from each other, in whatever ethnic groups or whatever you fucking are, you're fucking us. We're all getting fucked. We're getting weaker. They want that. They want you to be weak. They don't want us to get together and do the right fucking thing. Yeah, fuck. No, that can't happen.
No,
we simply got to keep
that
control. Exactly. They sure the fuck don't want to do that. They don't want us to think. Yeah. Oh, no. That's the last thing. They don't want fuckers, you know, available of critical thinking. Oh, fuck no. That's the last thing they want. They want to dumb you down, keep you fucking fighting each other. Now, here's another fun fact going to come up. This thing racial at all. This is it goes again what I'm going to say about fucking everybody's going to be involved in this. When the economy collapses, everybody's going to be at fucking war with everybody. That's what they want. They want us to fight each other, every one of us, white on white, black on white, black. Well, either way, it will be that way. Everybody will be fighting each other. Guess what? It won't be groups of motherfuckers. It's going to be a fight to survive. People are going to kill each other to get shit from other people to be able to eat. You ever see a hungry fucking man?
Well, they already are.
Exactly.
You know, they already are. You know, it's been happening. You know, they'll freaking slit your throat for the $20 that you have in your pocket. It's like,
absolutely.
I mean, imagine what happens when, you know, when the dollar does fail, you know, when job losses are super high. And, you know, like I said, you know, Federal Reserve even put it right out there. Like, they let it slip out that the whole reason for them increasing the interest rate so many times that they did, what was it, like 11 times in 18 months or 12, is their goal to fight inflation is to increase unemployment and lower wages.
Right.
They need those things to reduce inflation.
But it's the opposite effect.
Right there tells you the truth of it. It tells you the truth of it. They want your wealth. They do not want us to own shit. They do not want any of us. We're not part of the club. We're not part of the Klaus Schwab, WF, you know, Vanguard, BlackRock fucking club. You know, anybody that isn't. And so, yeah, you're absolutely right. It serves them. They sit back in glee as we fight each other over petty issues. You know, petty shit, and we're gonna combat, you know, this group against that group, and Republicans against Democrats, blacks against whites. I mean, you name it. You know, men against women, gays against straight. You know, the more we're battling each other and foolishly putting our money into organizations that support those efforts and support that division, that just plays right into the pocket, man. That's global government 101.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's right. That's exactly what they want, and we're bullish enough to take it. We're going to go with it, because if we don't go with the flow, we're going to get in trouble. You know, there's that fear game, where the fear game comes involved, you know. Nobody wants to be locked in a fucking cage, you know. So you're going to submit to these motherfuckers, you know, whether you like it or not. And that's the sad part about it.
If you don't conform to their way of thinking, they'll send the goon squad after you, the AKA jackbooted thugs, you know, the people with guns and all that shit. Yeah, so you're a little bit outnumbered there.
Right. So, you know, the thing is, I preach the word about collapse coming many, many years, about the dollar and everything's going on now today. As you see it, okay? And, you know, a lot of people, you're conspiracy theorists. Well, of course, you know, George Sensor called me, you know, Alex Jones's brother. Seems funny that I've been right on every fucking thing I preached about, because it's right there. I see it. You know what I mean? And they don't want you to see this. First off, they got people so dumbed down they can't understand what the fuck it meant anyway. But there are some people like me that do understand that what the fuck they're talking about. You know, I understand the language. And I didn't know it when I was younger. Fuck, I didn't have a clue to know that shit. Had no fucking idea. You know, I had no fucking idea about it. Really didn't know. But one day I fucking woke up and said, you know what? I need to learn how to play this game. I need to learn how to play it. And I did. I learned how to play it. I studied, researched, and did it for years and years and years. It all started over a traffic ticket, you know, I got one time. So, you know, and I won that case. You know? I mean, my witness I called was a radar gun. And the judge even tried to talk me out of that. You know, I said, no, I don't think so. According to the Constitution, I have the right to face any accuser, and that means any device, anything. Anything that has accused me, I have the right to bring it to the trial. And the point of it is that radar gun, they didn't bring it, and the judge dropped the case because he wasn't going to go through all this bullshit. make yourself look more like an idiot, you know what I mean, by fighting with me on it. Because I had to write. And then also he would be violating a constitutional right to a fair trial. Because if I can't bring a witness to the fucking stand, that, you know, I'm being denied fucking right trial, a fair trial. So that's why the case got dismissed, you know. But nowadays they've got new appropriation. They've changed the rule and all that shit. Since I did that. Now, they, oh, that don't mean shit. I'm all blah, 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 blah. I mean, they intimidate you. Yes, they do. They intimidate you. It's called fear. Fucking fear. I mean, okay, this, here's one that really fucking pisses me off. Here's one that really ought to blow your mind. I don't like the fucking, the term plea bargain. How's it a fucking bargain? I didn't buy into this shit in the first place. How am I getting a bargain? I'm not looking to buy nothing. You know, I'll give you 2 years probation if you plead guilty to this bullshit. Or if I go to trial, it's going to get you 10 years. Well, how much fear do you fucking need? 10 years in prison or fucking 2 years of probation? What do you go? Of course you're going to give in. You're going to give in. Guilty, 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 goddammit. Guilty. I want to be free. I want to pay a probation agent fucking $40, $50 a goddamn month to fucking tell me to do right from wrong. All this shit. I want to fucking put a, I want to put a tether on my fucking leg and pay $100 a goddamn week to have that motherfucker on me. Then I want an interlock system to put in my goddamn car so I can blow in that motherfucker so I can drive the cocksucker. See, that's what they want. They want is then you're already in a prison. You just don't fucking know it. You're locked the fuck up just like everybody else. Just you have an invisible cage around you. You just don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, just like cops, when they go through cop school, they are taught a thing called verbal judo. Okay, words. Mm-hmm. Words can make you melt. I mean literally melt. Okay, haven't you ever been, you know, you get in confrontation with a fucking cop, and they use all this shit, all this, you know, well, if you don't do this, we're going to take you down for this, blah, blah, blah. It's called verbal judo. Okay, and 99.99% of the people, works just perfect, don't it? We've all been there. Works just perfect. Shame.
We got to say, what is it they say? Do you understand?
Yeah, do you
understand? Doesn't mean what people think it means. Do you understand means do you stand under him? Right?
I can go right up now. I can go up right now to the average Joe. Put on a fucking cap that looks like a sheriff's cap. Put on some sunglasses. And can I see your ID right now? They'll fucking melt in your fucking hand. That's how stupid people are.
You have that badge. You have that badge that you wear around your neck that basically says you can, you're a gun owner, right? That you can, you have your concealed carry license or whatever. And people think you're a cop because of that badge, right, John?
Because that badge right there. Simple. A simple thing like that. It don't even say cop. Don't say nothing about police, law enforcement, or anything. It's like there. It just says concealed handgun license. That's it. But it looks like a cop badge. You see how you can fool people? I mean, it's just, God, they've been doing it for goddamn decades. It's amazing. It's really amazing.
And Ron, to tell you the truth, think about it, these plea bargains. When they ask you how do you plead, you know, they want you to say something. They don't want you to say something like, I don't plead. I don't. You know? Then what the judge will do. Yeah, what the judge will do is he'll try and plead for you or the lawyer or the whatever, you know.
He'll put a not guilty plea for you. As soon as he does that, he just became your lawyer when he did that. You know.
Yep.
And God, do they hate me for that? They hate me. You know.
Oh, I'm
I call it out. I don't care. I'm not scared of them. I ain't. I've been in jail before. I don't give a fuck about that. Don't care. Because
hell,
I simply throw it out there. Even though they think I'm fucking crazy as a pet raccoon, my simple fact is if they lock me up in jail, I tell them my rate's $1,000 a minute, motherfucker. And if you speak to me, that means you're in terms and conditions. What do? They open their mouth. Some use their own shit against them. You know what I mean? And I'll bill them for it. I will bill them for every minute I'm in that motherfucker. I don't care if it's fucking $100 or fucking $5,000 or $1 million. We don't care shit.
Ron,
they call people like me paper pirates. They call me a paper pirate. No, it's called process. Due process, motherfucker. That's what it's called. And I told that to a judge one time. It's called due process, motherfucker. My exact words to him. Because he's nobody to me. He has no authority over me. One, I didn't give him jurisdiction. I didn't give him consent. Neither one of them. There's nothing this guy can do. He's still a plain Jane Schmo, Joe Schmo motherfucker up there.
But they'll still threaten you.
Sure they will. Intimidation, man. Fucking right. It's about the money, bro.
Intimidation.
It's all about the money.
Yeah.
The more motherfuckers I lock up, the more money we get from the federal government. Just like the same thing like your education system, the schools. If your kid don't come to fucking school, they're going to lock you up for fucking academic neglect. You know why? Because you signed up for it. You gave them consent to let them do it, just like your driver's license. On your driver's license, signature right underneath your face, that cop sees that signature. Okay, that means you're liable, motherfucker. That's good. The cop knows. Your signature's there. That means you're liable to the rules of the fucking road. So anything you do against the rules of the road is a violation. Then when you don't have a driver's license, that's a violation. But you can, or you can win that argument because the simple fact is the right to travel is not a fucking goddamn privilege. It's a right.
It's a right. Yep.
So, you know, and a lot of people, I've had people tell me, oh, Ron, you don't fucking talk. Well, motherfucker, I've been to court. I've fought this before. This ain't nothing.
I mean, and,
that, I
and that's the thing. I mean, look, Laurie had, at one point, Dave Champion on her show several times, right? Right, Laurie? And he was talking about the tax situation and how he has figured out how he can pay, how he doesn't have to pay taxes. And he hadn't paid taxes in God knows how long.
Yeah, he hasn't paid income taxes for like 30 years.
Yep.
And he has
well,
a
we
book
must be,
on it,
we
Income
must be
Tax Battering the Myth. And yeah, he's been on my show three times. And
We must be brothers.
Yeah.
I ain't paid taxes in 30 years
either. It's just where you... The catch is where you fuck yourself is when you, you know, fill out that W-9 or whatever and you check that box saying,
give consent.
You know, I attest
give
under penalty of perjury that, you know, I am subject to the income tax. That's where you fuck yourself.
Yep. Exactly. Well, like I said, the three elements of a crime is victim, damage, or fraud, and that's what perjury, funds, and fraud. Because it's just like child support. You know, I've seen cases, and I help win cases, that show the fact that child support is a fucking scam. What happens, you signed a contract that you are consenting the fact that you own part of this product. And that product isn't a product, it's a human fucking being, but they don't look at you like that. You are born, you're considered a manufactured product. A lot of people, oh, no, you're talking crazy shit. Right? No, lick it up, motherfuckers. I found this out by accident. This was sheer fucking accident. It's like a call of God. God sold me my birth certificate, and God said, fucking Ron, look this up. Printed by American Banknote Company. Look that motherfucker up. Why did he do that? Why did this motherfucker tell me to go fucking do that? So I did. And found out for the simple goddamn fact, the reality was, when I called that company up, the people that printed that fucking document, the birth certificate, I asked the lady, ma'am, what do you print? Because she answered, well, American Printing Company. I said, yes, ma'am, what do you folks print? Oh, we print stamps and bonds. So what about birth certificates? Oh, I really can't discuss that. Why? So that means you tell me that the birth certificate is one of two things. Either it's a stamp or a bond, right? So what's the deal? Anyway, Shabak is on the board with us. I guess it's 209. Just pull this one in. But you ain't got your hand up. No, that's all right. I don't give a fuck about it. Hey, man, what's up?
Yeah. Thank you for having me, man. What's going
right
on?
Welcome
on,
to
Ron.
Show.
Yeah. Okay. Hi, we
Shabak.
Appreciate
Hello,
you
Shabak.
Tonight. Hey, what's going on? And we had a controversial show tonight. Now, not getting off topic, you know, you're the host now, so our roles are kind of reversed. So you're talking about the birth certificate as opposed to the Federal Reserve notes that where they use the people as collateral?
Kind of. Correct. Correct.
Okay. All right, which is an act wrong within itself, you know what I mean? And then I am happy to say... Yeah, and I am happy to say they got rid of Leo McCarthy, you know what I'm saying? Now, if you just get the rest of these, you know, bums who are up there, you know, that endorse this crap, okay? It's because, let me get my history right, because I'm an old bastard, man, and please correct me if I'm wrong. Woodrow Wilson, who was the president at the earlier part of the 20th century, he's the one that created the Federal Reserve Bank, right, and also created the Internal Revenue Service. Am I correct on that?
Correct, yes.
Okay, so then it seems to me is that with this here being an election year, then everybody needs to get on these computers, man, you know, on blog talk shows, regular shows, mainstream shows, and tell those assholes in the Congress that, look, man, y'all going to fix this shit like as in tomorrow, or otherwise it's just start voting them out of office. So now also, too, you got to get with the U.S. Treasury Department, the U.S. Security and Exchanges Commission, and basically all your financial tentacles, man, of the U.S. government in the banking system. You see, is because what's happening is now is that this shit that they got called money, man, you know, like paper money. Okay, they declare this shit toilet paper, man, within the next 24 hours. And then what's going to happen with everybody? Just like what happened in Germany, man, where the economy got so damn bad, okay, is that you was taking a whole wheelbarrow full of money just to go buy a damn loaf of bread, man, and you was getting knocked in the damn head, man, for the wheelbarrow as opposed to the loot.
The wheelbarrow was worth more.
Paper. Same
thing happened in Venezuela too. Remember the oil deal?
Yeah, you see, and then but the cold part about it is, as that is pretty much like you're gonna have to go back on the gold standard is because now I remember when old Tricky Dick, okay, you know the dude that says that he was not a crook, okay, and I remember when he had signed legislation in the Congress, and they pushed it forward, man, is that they had took the U.S. economy off the gold standard. I think that was 70 or 71. Okay, but Joe Gibson, he would know about that, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, he's pretty well read and what have you, you know what I mean? Okay, right. So this is like, you know, stuff like this right here, which we were speaking on my platform about that when they was talking about the reparations and what have you. See, you know, all that there is interrelated is because, you know, slavery, you know, did contribute to the gross national product of the United States. It made New Orleans the fourth highest in GNP revenue, man, about 1824, I believe, you know, off of research that I did. Now, see, so when we talk about reparations, man, it ain't saying that we hate you or anything like this, but what I'm saying is the U.S. had paid for every other injustice, and it's not just the slavery, but, you know, you had the Jim Crowism, right, case of the Scottsboro Boys, and then let's look at the Central Park Five, where those five black men were innocent, but Donald Trump was calling for their execution. You see, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, yeah, I'm fully aware, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and then, you know, and Dr. King, you know, who is a peaceful soul, he decides, you know, to lead a march for the housing in Chicago, Illinois, through Marquette Park, and Sarge will know more about that because he's there in Chicago or near Chicago, and he gets hit upside the head with a rock, and he says that out of all my years of growing up in the South, in Atlanta, Georgia, and Montgomery, Alabama, this was the most racist place that he ever been to, and that was in 1967, I believe. See, so so this is why, you know, you have the reparations issue going on. I'm glad they ousted Leo McCarthy because he was just a downright asshole anyway. Didn't know what the fuck he was doing. You see what I mean? And then... And on top of it as well, too, you see, this is why the black community on a worldwide basis has got to control its own economics. And this here will end the mass incarceration. This here will get the kids out of the inner city, you know, who are trying to do the right thing, but are surrounded by a bunch of corruption, violence, and gangs and stuff like that. I mean, man, I don't know how old you are, man, but I watched the shit deteriorate over in my whole lifetime, you see. So instead of us moving forward, we was moving backward, and then that institution called Hollywood, the movie-making industry and the entertainment industry. See, they're only glorifying black people degrading themselves, you see. Just like how we were speaking about the motion picture Mandingo this evening. Now, you got to blame Sarge for that one because he's the one that came up with the subject matter on that, okay? Mm-hmm. And it struck nerves, and I knew that it would. And I'm going to tell you, man, you know, I'd be feeling very, very uncomfortable, man, you know, when I'm out here driving, man, you know, and a police car gets near me, in front of me, on the side of me, or what have you. You mm-hmm. see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And pulling me over for no probable cause and mm-hmm. what have you. The Los Angeles Police Department is notorious for that, and that's why they had the worst riot in U.S. urban history in 1992. You see, mm-hmm. and Sarge, he's mm-hmm. supposed to be reading Daryl Gates' autobiography, and Daryl Gates was sick, you know what I'm saying, but he was a mad scientist. He had a master's degree in public administration. He graduated from the University of Southern California, and he had moved up through the ranks in the LAPD pretty quickly. You see what I mean? But mm-hmm. when he gets up there and says before the United States Congress about, let me see, I'm thinking, man, this is about 86, 87. And he says, well, the reason why black people turn their neck once the hold is released does not open back up, you know, getting blood back to the brain as uh-huh. is normal people. Now, sir, how would you feel if somebody was to say that about your people?
Mm-hmm. Well, sure, but right. I mean, right, but bro, what I'm saying, check this out, man. I don't know if you heard what I said earlier about the fact of, you know, it doesn't matter about color anymore. It just don't matter. The simple fact is we're all being divided in some fucked up way with the government. You know, when you talk about the Federal Reserve is a private bank, and of course, I'm sure you know that. Now,
right.
This is, we are all owned, okay, by the corporate motherfucker called the central bank. We're owned by that fucker.
Mm-hmm.
They own us. You know, mm-hmm. Nobody will admit to that. Nobody says, oh, yeah, they do. No, I'm free, motherfucker. First off, that's the first lie you're telling yourself is you're fucking free because you ain't. I don't give a fuck what color you
mm-hmm.
are. You know, when Lincoln supposedly freed the slaves, he didn't do shit, nothing like that. Okay? He fucking mm-hmm. turned everybody into a fucking slave. Okay? Because it was all over mm-hmm. the fucking dollar. It came to the money. See, it all comes to money. Mm-hmm. Everything we do, everything you see, it all comes to the mighty fucking dollar because it's a simply money mm-hmm. game. It's all it is, man. Like I said, when you go to see a judge, you're talking to a banker. You ain't talking to a fucking judge. Why does every case depend on money? Well, yeah, but I'm saying, you see my point? They have used each and every one of us. They used whites against blacks against whites, Mexicans against somebody else, gays against somebody else. It's constant. They want to keep that constantly going. They don't want that wheel to stop turning, man, because it pays them. They get money out of this shit, okay? We are owned by these motherfuckers. Then the Constitution. Let's go to the Constitution. Well, I have constitutional rights. Well, if you claim that you're a U.S. citizen, no, you don't. You have nothing. If you're American, yes, you do. But here's the problem with the Constitution, too. The Constitution itself also brings in slavery. Itself, it does. Simple fact is, if you're incarcerated, anybody is incarcerated, you can be used as a fucking slave. That's
the
Constitution.
13th, okay. You're talking about the 13th Amendment.
Yeah,
right.
And it
says
except for punishment of a crime, you know, with exception of punishment for a crime. Exactly.
Right. Okay, but hold on, though, ma'am. Okay, but hold on 1 second, though, ma'am. Okay, no white man could experience of being pulled over in the middle of the night on a lonely road, okay, and have a gun put up to the back of his head and killed just for the hell of it. You see what I'm saying? Not
well, I wasn't
white
killed,
guys,
but
you know,
I've experienced that.
Okay, but however, though, now, if
you know why
came
I'm
hated, out,
Shabak, you know why I'm hated, man? Because I'm a long-haired fucking hippie. I'm a long-haired fucking rock musician. Okay? I'm serious. They don't like motherfuckers like me at all. I'm more discriminated than anybody. Look at that long-haired motherfucking faggot. It's like, I'm not even gay. I'm married. I got a wife and kids, man. You know?
Okay, now hold on.
Musician.
Now, I'm going to tell you something.
Well, you know,
okay, but hold
Joe
on.
Gibbs
hold
has
on.
Quite the story, and he's a white guy, and he was, you know, pretty much targeted, and his life was literally threatened and almost taken away from him by law enforcement, by the very people, you know. I mean, he has a story there, you know. So even if you're white, if they don't fuck, if the system don't like you, they're going to try to fuck you no matter what.
It's a cocksucker with a gun. It's a cop.
Okay. Okay, but here's the deal, guys. Okay, here's the deal. Okay. All right, but what you being white, okay, is that you could go out there, okay, I'm going to use the city of Los Angeles as an example, okay, because that's what it had
you
to rebel
in
1992. Hell no, man.
Okay,
no,
I was saying,
no,
man,
no,
what
no.
the fuck are you thinking? You know,
yeah. No,
you're
man,
right,
I'm in a worse
up
place.
Mind, man.
Yeah, I'm in worse a place called Sin City. Okay, all right.
Oh, fuck.
Now,
oh, okay, I got a buddy of mine.
Yeah. You know, everybody's here. You know, everybody's.
I've been
good
there.
Fella.
Oh yeah.
You know?
I've toured the world five fucking times, man. Come on, you know.
Well, I've lost so much money here over the course of my lifetime. I felt like I built a place. Okay. Okay. But however, though, case in point. All right. I remember, man, in L.A., okay, I'm walking down the street, okay. There was this young white woman who had locked herself out of the house. She says, oh, could you help me get off into the house and could you climb inside? I had to tell her, hell no, man, because you know what went through my mind? Set up, okay. Now, this is what we were saying, man, about the motion picture man Dingle that Sarge brought up. The only thing the white woman has got to say That black guy over there, you know, tried to sexually assault me or I didn't like the way he was speaking to me or whatever, and automatically the law enforcement man is going to come down on me. Now, if a black woman had got up there and said, well, that white guy over there actually assaulted her, they're going to try to lock her up for prostitution. Serious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you never know.
Yeah. Yeah,
depends on the cop. Depends on the cop. Most cops don't have the high
one
IQ.
One knows his freaking neighbor too to call it in.
Right, but I'm just saying that fucking cops don't have a very high IQ, man.
There's a YouTube channel that I follow that talks about, you know, they cover all of these, like, you know, police interactions and stuff, and they cover like what the actual law is, and I'm forgetting the name of it right now, but they do a really good job of covering the law, and I saw this one.
Audit the audit.
And there's this one where, you know, the neighbor was going out of town for a week and so asked his neighbor to, you know, water his plants for him. And, you know, he's a black guy, so he's just standing out there fucking watering the plants. And some damn neighbor called the police on him, and the police come and harass him and stuff. And arrest him for trespassing and resisting arrest, you know, and like, I'm like, what the fuck?
Right.
That's all he's doing is standing there in the yard with a hose watering the dude's plant. You know, like, what the fuck is that?
Okay, but you see, but that's not a laughable. Now, hold on. Now, being here on the other side of the fence, you see, that's not too laughable because, see, that could have got that man killed. You see what I mean? It really could have. You see what I'm saying? In a few cases, it has happened.
That hose sprayer could have been a deadly weapon, you know, to threaten the cop with.
And then keep in mind, in my opinion, unless the police officers are war veterans, I think the majority of them are a bunch of punk-ass motherfuckers. Excuse my language, you see, because you hiding behind a badge.
At least Sarge will tell you he's the real
because, you know, he worked there in Illinois, man. That's one of the most corrupt goddamn places to ever be, man, is in the city of Chicago. You see, but Sarge holds his own. Sarge is Sarge. Sarge is not going back down. He read me the riot act saying that we didn't let him talk, you know, Ryan, before you left, you know what I'm saying? So we let Sarge be Sarge, and we do have grand rising every Friday morning, you know, and Sarge is our guest host on that one right there, and Sarge is very well read. Okay, I give him that. But the thing is, though, is that it is the ethos of the American society in regard to the black male. Now, the ethos of the American society loves the black female, you know what I'm saying? Like Donald Trump threw Omarosa up out the White House, but I tell you one thing, excuse my language, ma'am, he wouldn't mind fucking her, you know what I'm saying? But yet, though, he grabs her and throws her out the White House. You see what I mean? But Just like we was talking about on the Motion Picture Mandingo. The white woman go up there and tell the black man, well, you better fuck me or I'm going to tell the master that you raped me. So he's damned if he do, damned if he don't.
Right, and
see,
to your point, Chewbacca,
yeah.
I remember a particular show from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air where they were driving a car in the wrong, like a Cadillac or something in the wrong neighborhood, two black kids driving a Cadillac, and they got stopped for it, you know. You can't drive. If you're a black guy, you can't drive the wrong type of car in the wrong type of neighborhood, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, tell me about it. Yeah,
you know,
now here's
so, yeah.
one for you. Now here's
right.
one for you.
Tell them a story about how they tried to screw you out of a $500,000 RV one time. Remember that, Ron? The cops wanted to take your
RV. Oh yeah,
from you.
That was in Kansas City, man. Yeah, no, it wasn't a $5,000 fucking RV. It was fucking my Earth Roamer. Yeah,
oh, oh man.
Yeah, they tried to fuck me.
See.
They said it was a military vehicle, and they said it was armed. They ripped through that whole fucking your whole rig.
Oh,
and I finally
told
the cop,
yeah.
I said, here, man, here's the deal, bro. You know, now you owe me a bunch of money. Where's my money? You know, where's my money, man? Yeah,
exactly.
And he thought
I was
bullshit.
Your car and tore it up.
I hope you threw the fuck out of it. But anyway,
right.
This motherfucking machine cost me $750,000 fucking dollars, okay?
Woo.
So, yeah. So, I mean, I'm not too fucking happy. You know what I mean? First off.
Right.
Anyway, they tried to get me. They cited me for illegal height, illegal size of tires, illegal vehicle, even though it had Missouri plates on that motherfucker. You know what I mean? And it's registered as an RV, recreational vehicle. That's what it is. And it's good to the whole United States of America. But anyway, we had to wind up sending the fucker back to Colorado to get it repaired. Because that's where it was built.
No.
That's the only place you're going to get them. There's no mechanics that fuck with those things. You know what I mean? I mean, myself, I'm a mechanic. I can work on myself, but I didn't fuck it up. So anyway, I wanted to have to sue. Matter of fact, it was the state of Kansas. I had to sue them. And I won. I won. Got all my money. But it doesn't matter. I lost like, what, a 2 or 3 months?
This
motherfucker
fixed. Not to mention. Yeah, and then if that there's a work vehicle for you, man, you lost revenue right there. You see
what
I'm
saying?
Well,
it was a tour vehicle. I was on tour.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know.
Okay, yeah, so that's your livelihood.
Well, and it look, man, I'll tell you why I bought it. A lot of people thought, well, you're fucking crazy, first off, Ron. You're fucking nuts. No. Here's the deal. I've been a traveling musician for many, many years, right? I can't stand nothing against the Hindu Indians. I have nothing against them, but their motels suck. Mm-hmm. They suck.
Oh, man, bro, I myself, man, I've gotten into it with the motherfuckers behind lodgings as well, too, is because a lot of my work takes me out on the road. Yeah, and I went to a damn motel in Los Angeles, of all places. Man, you got roaches running over the damn place, and you call
them. Yeah, they'll move your luggage in for
you.
Yeah, they'll move your luggage in for you, I'm telling you, man. They'll move your luggage in the boat as well.
Absolutely. And then a lot of them, man, are professional thieves, man. You got to count. You shake hands with them, you got to count your fingers and plus that. And this is why. And if Vivek Ramaswamy, if your sorry ass is out there, you're no good bastard. My challenge is still open to you. Call me at 516-418-5996. On the next Chewbacca's Black Experience Enhanced is because he had stated something, man, when he said that, oh, no, black people don't deserve reparations. First place, man, your ass comes from a country where they have a caste system. Kamala Harris is part of this caste system. Now, my co-host, Brother Che, you know, he has the knowledge on it, okay, where they look down on people, and the way how they look at black people in the United States and in his society, we would be considered untouchables, you know, lower than shit. And then I'm going to crumb bum on Gandhi. Now, Dr. King patronized himself after Mohandas K. Gandhi, right? But as you know, Gandhi started his thing in Azania, which is the real name of South Africa. I refuse to call it South Africa, but I will say South Africa for the sake of this conversation. Okay. Mm-hmm. He wasn't over there, man, trying to end apartheid against black people over there who are indigenous there. You see what I'm saying? Innocent, mm-hmm. That's the real name of the place. And this is why when you listen to my podcast, you heard our opening song, you know, that was from the Xhosa Zulu language by Ms. Miriam Makeba, who they commonly refer to as Mama Africa. Okay, mm-hmm. She was against that. Okay, so therefore, Gandhi, you know, they referred to us as Kaffirs in South Africa. It's like how they would say niggas here in the United States. Okay, now, on my podcast, man, I've always advocated my people to quit calling ourselves that word, is because that there it is from the plantation system. You know, we need a lot mm-hmm. of work, man. You know what I'm saying? Because this stuff was 300 right. years. And this is why, and you could Google some of our past episodes and go over the subject that we talk about to make that reconnection, as they call it. Okay. But mm-hmm. Vivek Ramaswamy is from the same class that Gandhi was, okay, and Vivek Ramaswamy does not know what the fuck he is talking about when he is talking about black people's situation here in the United States, because he doesn't have no point of reference. You see what I mean? And mm-hmm. then it's not up to him to say people don't deserve reparations in the United States. You see, we do. I will go to my grave with that, because we built the United States through our slave labor. And like I told Joe one time, is that the initial revenue that got generated. Then it kept getting parlayed. And as you know, being a businessman, is that that seed money, man, did have to come off of some type of labor, which was slave labor for mm-hmm. the United States. And New Orleans, mm-hmm. man, was the fourth largest economy in the United States during the height of slavery, because this gross national product was incredible.
mm-hmm. Right.
But the
point, you should back here to realize something. In reality, this government that we have of bankers that mm-hmm. run the show, you'll probably never ever see that in your lifetime.
Right.
Because they mm-hmm. because they own it. They own you. They own me. They own us all. That's where people misconcept that shit. These motherfuckers had turned that birth certificate into being a product. It, like I said, color mm-hmm. doesn't matter anymore to these motherfuckers. They don't care.
Why do you
your number? You're just a fucking number. It's all you are. That's why there's a cuspid number on every birth certificate. That ain't your social security number. That's a cuspid number. That's livestock. I wrote an article. I did a show on it for a week long called Human Farming. I still got people don't sleep because of that shit. They think about what I wrote. But the point mm-hmm. being is, that's. But there again, they got to throw in all this shit, all these different things to fuck everybody up. They don't want you to mm-hmm. be a free thinker. They don't want you to be a fucking, you know, a intellectual thought person. They don't want you to believe mm-hmm. reality. Mm-hmm. They want you to believe what they
tell
feed
me
you,
about
like
it.
A preacher. Just like a preacher. You know, right. I'm against religion. I'm simply against religion. Don't give a flying fuck what anybody says about that one. Because in fact, it's all been man-made bullshit. And look at the Catholics.
Okay.
Let's take for a fucking example the biggest con job ever done. They guaranteed people a trip to heaven if they bought a fucking ticket. This fucking king gave his kingdom all his gold. They guaranteed this motherfucker that he's going to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even know if he mm-hmm. exists. But look how rich they are now today. And they can do mm-hmm. they own their own fucking country. God damn, ain't that mm-hmm. fucking nice. You know what I'm saying? But there again, the Federal Reserve, which is technically the name is the fucking, it's the Bank of England, is actually who the fuck they
right.
are. It's England, the Bank of England. They run the show. Now, what they have done.
The Rothschilds.
But them cuspid numbers on them birth certificates make us, they call it a product. Okay, the same. Mm-hmm. It's also the same thing as slavery. Okay, because they own you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they think. They think they mm-hmm. fucking own you. You, me, everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter who you are. Okay,
what?
Here's what the deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, what they do in that meaning, what they're saying is, okay, here's the deal. In 1929, the U.S. government went into default, and they fucking had the big depression, right? Okay, well, the U.S.
Right.
government said, well, we need some money. We need to talk to these motherfuckers with the money. So they went to the Central
right.
Bank of England, which is the Federal Reserve. They say, look, we need some money. They said, well, hey, what do
mm-hmm.
you got for collateral, motherfucker? What do you got to back this money that we're going to loan you? Okay,
right.
Well, fuck, we got the people. There we go. We'll bond,
mm-hmm.
make everybody a product, and we'll write a bond, and we'll trade bonds. And that's what they still do today. They still trade bonds.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the birth
mm-hmm.
of this is a bond. So now, even if you look, if you go to Treasury Department and look under bond calculator, put that cuspid number
mm-hmm.
on your fucking birth certificate and see what that motherfucker's worth. See how much you're actually worth.
Okay.
I know it sounds crazy.
Okay,
but
wait a minute. Okay, now hold on, my man. I'm looking at a birth certificate of a loved one right here, right?
Uh-huh.
And you were saying about a number there. Let me see. There's 2, 4, a seven-digit number?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, and you said this number is what now?
It's called a cuspid number.
A cuspid number. How is that spelled?
Cuspid. Cuspid. C-U-S-P-I-T, cuspid. Yes.
Okay.
Anyway, you can go to the U.S. Department of Treasury and go to bond calculator.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When you get to that bond calculator, type in those digits in that bond calculator and hit it, and they'll come back with a figure of money.
Wow.
So you see what I mean? That's your price tag. That's what you're worth. That's your ear tag, like a piece of cattle. Now, you see how I divide blacks and whites and all these other colored people? Because it ain't that way anymore.
Okay.
They want you to think that shit, and they're going to make it look like that. But in reality, in the other world they live in, there's two different worlds you live in. That in their world, you're nothing but a stock number. That's all you are.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay,
now
let me ask you this.
Now, what they did on this loan, they guaranteed the loan back by income tax. Income tax is technically fucking illegal according to the Constitution, right?
Okay,
But when you sign that W-2 form, when you get that fucking job, you just gave them consent to take 35% of your fucking income to give these motherfuckers back the money that these cocksuckers in Washington spent on supposedly your behalf, but never was.
Right.
Okay, put it this way.
Right.
I would have no problem with them giving the black people money. I would have no problem with it. But here's the promise. They're too busy giving all that fucking money to these cocksuckers overseas. Why? Because they're trying to protect their financial interests. Like this shit. Okay, we're fighting right now. We're not fighting. They are. Ukraine.
You're talking about the proxy war in Ukraine.
$50 billion. $50 billion. Weapons.
Right.
All kinds of shit. Millions and millions of dollars of shit. What is the reason? What does that do for us? What are we getting out of this? What are we, the people, getting out of this? Nothing.
Not a goddamn thing.
All they're doing is protecting their fucking money laundering mat. That's all it fucking is. I mean, it's obvious. It's right there.
And they poppy fields. And they
Afghanistan. We own that show, too, bro. We own all that. Absolutely, we own that.
They pushed out the little poppy farmers
because I had a brother of mine was over there, and I seen fucking John Deere caterpillar shit getting delivered daily here, all for agriculture, agricultural shit.
Which is the poppy.
Exactly.
Yeah, the poppy.
Right.
Yeah, the Shan Plateau, which you got up there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they
China,
for some motherfucker in a hole. They were for a reason to get over there.
Mm-hmm.
They came up with a bullshit reason to get over, and that's what they fucking did. Exactly.
Well,
see what I'm saying? That's my point.
That's my
whole point. How these motherfuckers do things. We live in two different separate worlds, man. But they want to keep us people, we the people, divided as much as they can. They don't want us to get together, man. I'm telling you, that's the last thing they want to happen. Because once we all get together, shit's gonna hit the fan. And they know it. They know it. It's already happening though. It is happening. We're all coming together. We're all waking up together.
Okay.
So you see what I'm saying?
Okay. Now let me explain something to you. Okay, it's like off the extensive research that I've did and have lived and scholars that I've spoken with, is that the hip-hop industry, you see what I'm saying, is what degrades the black female and the black male. And it's even so fucked up to the point is where I'm looking at a YouTube video, man, on some shit where this dude is in class cussing out the teacher. He's 6'8". She's like about, under 5 feet, older than him, and he's like 17, 18 years old, and he's got a full beard and got a damn blonde wig on talking about that he's a fucking woman. And as I stated on my podcast, that I got $100 for you Goonie Bird motherfuckers, as I call them, is this. If you could prove your last menstruation cycle, I would give you $100. Okay, so which means is for you to menstruate, you got to have women's equipment, right? Okay, you don't have it, so you don't have no menstruation. Okay, you know what the fuck Facebook did to me, man, after I made that damn post?
Jail.
Yeah, I was in FBJ for 30 days, for 30 fucking days. Well, this is hate speech. No, it's not hate speech. Which is hate speech to me is that when you go to the city of San Francisco and one of these Adam's apple creatures the fist is the size of baseball mitts come up to you. Oh, I'm a woman. No, motherfucker, you're
but,
not no woman.
But,
you're fucked
but
up.
But you're saying
you're
that men cannot have babies? Is that what you're saying to me?
It's impossible for a man to have a baby.
No,
what
man,
gonna,
that's
how
not
how is he going to deliver
nope.
the baby out the crack of
I
his ass?
I have proved it. I can prove it. I have proved it, bro. Let me explain to you. Let me tell you this little story real quick, all right? I can prove that a man can have
okay.
a baby. I promise you this. Trust me. I know it's going to sound crazy. You ain't going to understand it right off the bat, but you'll catch on, right? Check this out.
Mm-hmm.
I was at
yeah.
my dentist office, man. I was at my dentist office, okay? And I'm looking at the sign on the wall. Says, you know, let them know if you're pregnant or you think you're pregnant. Shit like that. So the chick
mm-hmm.
came back in. The dentist goes, she goes, oh, how you doing, Mr. Rick? I said, well, I'm doing great. I said, tell you now that I'm pregnant. And she laughed at me. So how do you figure you're pregnant? I said, I'm pregnant. Look at me. Can't you see my baby in me? Look at the size of me. You know, I'm pregnant, sweetheart. She goes, well,
mm-hmm.
how do you declare you have a baby? I said, well, here's what's happening. I'm having a baby elephant. The trunks are out. See, there's my proof. I can be pregnant. So the trunk is already out.
Oh, man. Wow. But you know what I'm talking about.
I had to fuck with you on that one.
You got to understand, this is the same guy that at the height of COVID goes into the doctor's office and says,
yeah.
and has a bag with him and says, I got COVID, okay?
Uh-huh.
And they say, okay, how do you figure how you got COVID? He takes out a bottle of Corona and a lime. So
no, it was a four-pack
Corona
of Corona.
And
I said I had Lyme disease, too, and I pulled out a lime. So there you go.
Damn.
Okay, I'm a dangerous
now.
Motherfucker. You know, I don't care. I'm a comic, and I love it. The fact is, because I knew COVID was bullshit in the first place. I mean, it was real,
mm-hmm.
no doubt about it. It was real, but it's a man-made fucking disease. It's a bioweapon.
Right.
Then you
yeah.
get a fucking vaccine.
Oh, hell yeah, that's
another
exactly
bioweapon.
What it is.
And here's COVID coming back. COVID's coming back, and I said on my show the other night. I said, yeah, COVID's coming back, motherfuckers, because the election's coming. They got to bring
right.
it back. It worked great to fucking fuck this election up. Let's fuck this one. And what they're doing to Donald Trump, they're admitting, even though I know a lot of people ain't big fans of Donald Trump, but they are still, they're fucking up that election. This is election interference,
mm-hmm.
regardless of whoever the fuck it is. So it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to get control. They don't lose the power of the dollar, man. They don't want to lose it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, you know, like I said about Kamala Harris earlier, you know, on your show, I said Kamala Harris of Omaha. I mean, that's what the fuck she is. She's fucking insurance. They're buying,
mm-hmm.
Now they're attacking the Speaker of the House now over this shit, trying to get that motherfucker out.
Oh, yeah. They got rid of his ass. Yeah, they got rid of him. Kamala's from California. She wasn't shit as the Attorney General. She wasn't shit as the U.S. Senator. She wasn't shit, you know, as the District Attorney of San Francisco County.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of black people going to say, well, why are you so down on the sister? Okay, here's the reason why I'm down on the sister. Number one, she was an assistant district attorney in Alameda County, which is across the bay from San Francisco, and Alameda County
mm-hmm.
is where the Black Panther Party, you know, was born. Okay, and I went over there to the law library, the Alameda County Law Library, and I'm going to pull up her cases as a prosecutor, and I just want to see how many black people that she sent up the river. Now,
mm-hmm.
when she was in the vice presidential debate with the congresswoman from Hawaii, and she had stated, well, you know, isn't it true, man, that you still got people in California, the majority? I'm sorry?
Tulsi Gabbard is who you're referring to. Yeah.
Yes, and she says is that, you know, you guys decriminalized weed in California, which they did, and then those who were convicted of it were supposed to have been walking out the slammer, too, you know, with
yep.
the conviction erased, right? She never
mm-hmm.
enforced that. Okay, now here's something else, okay? And then when she was the fucking Attorney General of California, they had an initiative right there to regulate all these Silicon Valley tricks. You see what I'm saying? Oh, well, your shit violates community standards, you know, because you call this dude a woman and he's got a 5 o'clock shadow and he's a woman. Man, get the fuck up out of here. That's an insult to my goddamn intelligence. You see what I'm saying? Okay. And she never came down on nothing of that because they had an initiative in California, you know, to regulate these assholes and also to strengthen your privacy rights when it comes to social media. Talking about Zuckerberg or Tweetyberg, you know, all those jokers, right? Oh, he didn't even certify to go on a ballot, but it qualified to be on the ballot by the power of the voters who had signed the petition, which you're supposed to have the right to petition, right, with the government for a redress of grievance, okay? Oh, we're going to take it off. They said, because see, these damn tech giants like Musk, who I call Stinky Bird because he owns Twitter, so I call it the Stinky Bird, okay, and Zuckerberg. And then not to mention Bill Gates. Bill Gates has got too much damn power. How in the entire fuck are you going to sit up there, man, and mandate people, you know, you go to GMOs? Then on top of it, there was another scientist by the name of Dr. Ken Adams, okay, that did a YouTube video about 3 or 4 years ago that's stating that with Monsanto and these GMOs, you know, when you have your farming products out there, like in the San Joaquin Valley, you know, that there's America's Salad Bowl. In California, it's the big valley. You can see it on a map. But when the wind blows from one of these GMO plants, okay, and the spores blow on the other plants 15, 20 miles, 50 miles away, those plants or those agricultural products automatically become the products of Monsanto. So therefore, if the person who is supposed to be regulating the laws here and enforcing the laws, such as the Attorney General, okay, who is your current vice president right now, okay, then what are you doing, lady? You know what I'm saying? I mean, when you were younger, you were a nice-looking woman. You know, Willie Brown was fucking her when he was 60 and she was 30. You know what I'm saying? Because Kamala Harris was a dynamite-looking chick at that time, you know. And Madam Vice President, it is published about what I said about you there, ma'am, in the San Francisco Chronicle in their archives. She don't deny it. Okay. Now, you got old Hunter Biden. Fucked up off of dope, you know what I'm saying, taking pictures of him, you know, using narcotics, at these parties, you know, with these underage girls and things of that nature right there, okay, not being prosecuted, you see what I mean, you're letting the guy walk out on bail, and then you see how much mass incarceration of black males and black people in particular that you had with that junk that was planted in the black community. And then there was a gentleman, my co-host and co-producer, Jesse Paris knows this guy, okay, who was a former LAPD officer. He's dead now. That went before Maxine Waters and Julian Dixon, okay, who were the congresspeople out of Los Angeles, and stated that this is a governmental plot, okay. It's called Operation Pegasus, okay. I'm a dead man when I tell you this. He had already been shot at twice, and that man was dead in about 30 days after he made that public announcement. Okay, so now you're getting down here to the greed factor. Now, the reason being is that the reason why I have the position that I do is that when you look at the continent of Africa, the raw resources over there is what sustains this damn economy. From England to the U.S., to Germany, to the Netherlands as well, too. You see what I mean?
Because one world order.
Silicon. Yeah, okay, but hold on.
Yep.
It's the silicon, you know, that has all these tech giants going on. You saw the movie Wakanda Forever. You saw the movie Black Panther.
Mm-hmm.
In the movie, they call it the vibranium, okay? But it's the silicon. Over there, they got the chrome. They got the bauxite. They got the gold. They got the platinum.
Well, hey, guys, check this out. We're about out of time, folks. We're down to the last 3 minutes of the show. I'm not going to go into overtime. So, anyway, I want to thank everybody for coming out. You know, Shabaka, Black Springs, thank you, bro, for showing up. Lucy Libertarian,
yes,
Mike, sir. Gunslinger, Joe, everybody came out. Sure appreciate you guys. We'll do it again probably tomorrow. Just take a look for the postings of the show. Follow the show. Catch up with me. I've been doing this shit for too fucking long, but I'll still, you know, I'm me. I'm just fucking crazy. Anyway, I'm going to throw an old song up here for you folks. You all might like this one, especially you, Shabak. You might like this one, man. It's Gil Scott-Heron. I play a song.
Oh, okay.
So I'm gonna throw this up here.
Yeah.
Revolution won't be televised. It's a cool song.
Right,
anyway,
exactly.
I'll see you guys later. Behave yourselves and don't take no shit from none of these motherfuckers.
Stand Have
up
a great
right
one, everybody.
Yourself. See y'all.
All right, you
later.
Too.
Be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Mendel Rivers to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner. The revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on reports from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he had been saving for just the right occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so goddamn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally screwed Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news, and no pictures of Harry Arm women liberationists and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, or Engelbert Humperdinck. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.